Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just enjoy a little Gino Vannelli live. He texted me a vile joke yesterday.
Can you tell us, but with all the bleeps? Hey, Mark, what does a 13 bleep do in a bleep for a night at a bleep?
Well, I told you guys, Gino reached out to me and he wants me to join him at the Saban Theater this November. And oddly, he wants me to come out in the middle of the show and interview him. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but I'm going to do it. I've already said yes. So we'll have him on, we'll give away tickets and have fun. Okay, a lot of show today. Just when you thought the bloomin' onion couldn't get fatter, you're wrong. It is now. What does your dad actually want for Father's Day? I will reveal. People, there is something odd in the world of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. If we are to believe this fodder, then there is a divorce on the royal. I don't know.
Wow. That's big. They have like 14 kids.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they got quite a few. And so we'll talk it through. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Jimmy Page, no, as a chick on the street said it yesterday down at the courthouse, Jimmy and friends did show up at the courthouse yesterday.
Jimmy Page and his good buddy.
Yeah. Yes. Christian Hand comes in and breaks down the music. Five reasons today doesn't uh-oh. You hate to hear it. Swampy and Friends. Swampy is the guy who created Phineas and Ferb. He'll be in. And Gina's going to start a clock. The moment that he starts his broadcast, Gina's going to start the clock. How long will it take him to read a letter that is about his charity because he wants to cry on the radio? How long will it take? We'll find out.
Did you literally just say, oh, and you hate to hear it, Swampy Marsh coming in?
Yeah, I should have separated those
you
two.
You love him.
My bad. I love Swampy. Love him to death. All right, so all of it coming your way on Mark in the Morning. All right, I'm going to read this, and then I have a question for Gina. I want your sex. A sleepy rural community is bracing itself for the arrival of 700 swingers at Europe's biggest orgy and wife-swapping festival. It is being billed as the biggest outdoor event for, quote, lifestylers, with tickets for 700 swingers, 200 more than last year. The Swingfields Festival in the Forest of Dean says that people can let their imaginations run wild. A three-day ticket for a couple costs $180. For a single guy, $150, and they have to be vetted. And if you're a single woman, only $100.
Oh, wow.
You can get in for free while banging. Gina Grad.
Yeah.
I'm sure your father's listening.
Oh, goody.
And I know your mother is.
Yes, she is.
Have you ever had a threesome? Gina.
Huh? I'm sorry, one more time. Come again.
Gina Grad.
What?
Have you ever had a threesome?
I mean, who knows? Things happen. Late nights. I couldn't even say. I couldn't even, it's hard to remember. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you hang out with people and then you wake up the next day and you don't remember exactly what happened. It's hard to remember. You go to parties, you have fun with your friends, and then the next day you're like, wait a second, See, I'm not totally sure.
Oh, God. I'll tell my story really quickly. Hang on. Let me wipe the tears out of my face.
Oh, God.
So, my 21st birthday, and the guy's name is Tim Witsit. I played baseball with Tim in high school. So, it's my 21st birthday, and I'm sitting at home with my parents on the couch. I still lived with... No, I had an apartment, but I was over visiting them. And I'm sitting, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? It's my 21st birthday. I gotta go. I gotta go do the thing. So I get up, and we live in a dry community. I have to drive 13 miles to the state line of Alabama, Tennessee. As soon as you cross the state line, you can get a beer. There's bars and there's stuff. So I drive the 13 miles, and I'm sitting at the bar. And there, in front of me, there is a big jar of pickled pig's feet and pickled eggs.
Nope.
And I'm having a beer. All of a sudden, somebody says behind me, "What are you doing here?" I turn around. It's Tim Witsit. I said, "Well, hey, man, it's my 21st birthday. I thought I should have a beer." He goes, "Well, come join me. I'm sitting over here with some friends. Come on." So I go over to the table, and it's Tim and two girls. One thing leads to another. We buy 2 6-packs of beer, and we drive the 30 miles to the log cabin my parents own on the lake. And we start consuming the beer. One thing leads to another. Tim and one of the girls goes to one of the bedrooms. Me and the other girl goes to the other bedroom. So we're in the middle of falterol, fun, joy, shenanigans, hijinks, monkey shine. Then, all of a sudden, there is a knock at the door. The other girl walks into the bedroom and is in the process of shutting the door. As she's closing the door, Tim yells, "Happy birthday!" The great Tim Witsit, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Tim. That's a great story.
And true. Absolutely true. So coming up, Mikey's got a Mike TV, and he said it's kind of for Linda. And I'm going to have Linda come down. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody sicker than this girl has been for today is day 12.
Oh, God.
I'll talk it through because we're on the other side. She's better, but I'll talk it through. We'll have her down. And because Gina, you know, I said yesterday I couldn't do any of the meetings. I was so worried. Because we were going to have to go to the hospital.
No, we were all very worried. I just started texting you. I started texting Linda. It was really scary.
Well, no, this thing has been, I've never witnessed it. I've never witnessed anything quite like it. But we'll have her down and we'll talk you through. All right, I got Skeeter down here, my wife of 34 years. Mikey said that today's Mike TV was kind of for her. So, as you know, we all take a bite off the old crap sandwich. Linda has been on her back for 11 days.
I'm telling you, I have never been this sick.
Well, this is not the first time she's been on her back for 11 days, but it's the first time due to sickness.
Mark,
that
please,
she's
not feeling well. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
All right, so we've now been to 3 doctors in 10 days. And it was fine before because we knew it was a viral infection. She had an infected sinus. She had congestion in her chest, the typical things. But then 2 days ago, she's sitting on the couch watching television, and she gets a serious case of the spins and then nausea. She fought her way to the bed. All she could do was lay in the bed. She couldn't even sit up. Ugh. So there's no. And so, as Gina will tell you, yesterday I was going to take her after the show to the hospital. And she said, "I don't need to go to the hospital."
I don't think I needed to go to the hospital, baby.
Well, I found this new doctor that I really love, and Linda said, "Why don't you call her? Let's go see her." So we go, and she's talking to Linda about all the symptoms, and then the dizziness. And she said, "This viral strain that you have, one of the side effects is vertigo."
Oh.
And she said, "I've treated 3 people this month for that." So, and then she gave her a breathing treatment and she didn't like the way her chest sounded. So we got the big guns, which is steroids.
Yeah, we got some prednisone.
She's actually up and out of bed 12 days. I've not seen her this sick since chemo.
Right, yeah.
Where I'd have to feed her with her laying in the bed. I'd have to feed her. And the doctor, Linda once said I was feeding her really quickly. And the doctor, Linda said, why are you feeding me so fast?
Because I was feeling sorry for my children when they were little. I'm like, oh my God, if this is how Mark fed my babies.
No, the doctor said, get the food. She'll stop you at some point. Get as much of it in as you can.
Oh, smart.
So I was doing what the doctor told me. Yeah, and then she said, I can't eat this. Well, Linda, I have to tell you, I was so frightened.
I know.
And I am so glad that we're on the other side now, I think.
Yes, we are. And I just want to say thank you for taking care of me because you did a great job.
Well, Linda, was he, because I got to tell you, I got to rat him out a little bit. He was very, very worried. And did he put on a brave face for you, or did you know how worried he was?
Oh, no, I knew how worried he was when he was threatening to take me to the hospital. I'm like, oh my gosh, this man is like really worried.
He's not kidding.
Look, when you get somebody in your life that means that much, when you get somebody that's that sick, and then the vertigo, I've never even heard of that. Well, that's what I got from
it. I've never had anything like this. When we went to the doctor yesterday, I'm like, okay, could this be something like the West Nile virus or the Chikungunya virus or a tick bite, because this is ridiculous to be this sick for this long. And she said, no, this is what this strain is.
This is a viral infection that laid her. I've never seen anything like it. Anyway.
Hey, I may have had all those problems, but I never got a fever. Woohoo!
Wow. That's true. Yeah. All that crap and no fever. Anyway, since we're on the mend, Mikey has a Mike TV for you.
Great.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And yeah, this one's for you, Linda. I know you love Kevin Hart, and he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. And he told a very funny story of when he did a charity event with Michael Jordan, and he was the host, and it was Michael Jordan's event. And he pissed off Michael Jordan, and it's something you don't want to do. Here's the story.
I pissed Mike off.
What did you do?
He had an event. Mike had a charity event in Las Vegas. They called me. They wanted me to host the event, right? Uh-huh. So I get there to host the event, and it's something where they're, like, auctioning things, and, you know, it's a real tight crowd. Like, it's
rich,
very,
people.
Very bougie. Right. Everybody's neck was really straight.
Right.
Right? So I get up there, and I'm like, hey, man, loosen up. Relax, man. You had to have a good time. So as I'm saying stuff, I lock eyes with Mike. He's in the front row, and I start teasing him. I was like, man, what age do you get to where it's okay to wear your pants that high and nobody addresses it? I said, nobody? Y'all telling me I'm the only one to think Mike's is past the legal limit for waist? It was like fun jokes. And I said, he had like the little square mustache at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? I said, it looks like a thumbprint. Like you just smell something. And like nobody's laughing. Like they got to a point where nobody's laughing, right?
Really?
I mean, no. He's looking like straight. He's actually giving me a look like, you gonna keep on going? Like you ain't gonna stop. So I don't care. I'm having a good time. I was laughing. I may or may not have been drunk at the time. So it gets over and I see him. I'm like, what up, Mike? Hey, and he shook my hand and he squeezed it real hard and was like, you have a good day.
Oh, really?
I ain't seen him since.
Oh no.
Wow. He's still my favorite player, though.
Yeah.
He's still my favorite player. If I see him again, I'm going to ask him about it. I'm like, you better lose the tube, Mike. Lose the tube, man.
It seems like when a guy has a Hitler mustache, his friend should intervene.
The reason that was kind of for Linda is that Linda and I ran into Kevin Hart in our hotel and got a selfie with him, and it's up on Mark in the Morning Facebook and .com.
Couldn't have been nicer. He was so nice.
And it's funny because he took the phone out of Linda's hand to take, because he's had too many experiences where people are nervous and they can't get the picture, so he just took it over, took two selfies, and he was gone.
Can I say it? Okay, Mikey, end it.
There you go, there's your Mike TV.
Good dog.
I almost beat it up.
There is serious reason to believe that Orlando, Florida is cursed. This is now the third tragedy to happen in Orlando in a week. The search continues this morning for a 2-year-old child who was snatched up and dragged into the water by an alligator at Disney's resort in Orlando Tuesday night. AJ Jane, a hotel guest from Georgia, said he and his kids were playing on the same beach earlier on Tuesday. He added, quote, I'm just here to say a prayer. I cannot imagine what those parents are going through. It has been a tough week for Orlando. Absolutely crazy nuts. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
I mean, what do you say? What do you even say at this point? It's horrific.
Yeah. We haven't talked a lot about the Pulse nightclub because I'm not the most knowledgeable person on this, but the tragedies that these 49 people, their families, that they have faced are insurmountable. And at the hands of crazy, at the hands of, you know, I've been watching Good Morning America, and they're talking all about this guy who was obviously conflicted. Mm-hmm. There's questions now. Why is an AK-47 even available to get? So please know that as we continue to try to have fun on this radio program, things like what I just read and the 49 deaths at the Pulse, it's on our minds at all times, and that will always be the case. So we talked 5 minutes ago about the tragedy in Orlando. Three things have happened. And Linda had mentioned that there were some stories though about some of the victims that I should share, and she proceeded to tell me this story. A mother, her son, came out to her this past year. So on his 21st birthday, his mother took him to the Pulse nightclub to celebrate his newfound self. When the shooting began, she did what any parent would do. She covered her son's body with her own. She died, and he didn't. Rest in peace, and I'm sorry I don't have her name. I'll find it. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grad.
I'm sorry, I don't have it on the tip of my tongue either, but she was a mom to 11 kids, a cancer survivor, and in that moment, she said, they said she kicked into mama bear mode, did what she had to do.
Oh, my God. Rest in peace, sweetie.
Absolutely. Well, Judge Aaron Persky, who drew outrage by sentencing a former Stanford swimmer to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman, has been removed from an upcoming sexual assault case. Somebody screamed Freebird at a recent Bob Dylan show, and he played it. We have the video of it up on Mark in the Morning Facebook. Go check that out. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks at Chase Field yesterday, 7-4. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, rock correspondent Dave Schulps will join us at the L.A. courthouse to give us the latest on the Led Zeppelin case. That's coming up at 6:55. But first, Pat Benatar, this is Mark in the Morning.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Hello, Mark. Let me start by saying I adore you. I love your entire team and your program. I have been a loyal listener of yours for many, many, many years. So this note comes from a place of love. This morning, you were talking about some of your listeners commenting on the best burgers. Your comeback, which was meant to be funny, quote, I'm going to kill someone and there's going to be a bloodbath. In light of all that is happening in the world, I think this was a poor choice of words on your part. Please, please think of different phrases when describing your dissatisfaction with survey results. Thank you for bringing so much fun into our world. I appreciate your show and will remain your fan. Always, Chrissy. I was unaware that I had even chosen those words. Those are ill chosen. I deeply apologize. I wasn't thinking. It was just wrong. Sometimes you get caught up in this and you're just not thinking clearly.
Sure.
Obviously, now that I'm aware, I'm deeply apologetic for anybody that was offended, and I will try to make sure that doesn't happen again.
And but on the other side of the coin, we all know your heart and know where you come from, and obviously we understand your, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to address it. I didn't even know that I had said it, but I did remember a moment from yesterday's show where Gina had an odd look on her face, and I think it was that moment.
Yeah, I was concerned, but again, I know you very well, and so does Los Angeles, and we understand. It's all
good. Yeah, listen, I am so sorry. You know that I would never do anything like that to offend anybody. Chosen words poorly, and I deeply apologize. Now, let's lighten the mood. Dave sent this out yesterday. Apparently, on America's Got Talent, this is the Simon Cowell show.
Right.
And Howie Mandel is on there. This 12-year-old girl came out, and they were talking to her, and she's standing there with what I guess is a ukulele?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks like a... Okay. And you... look, talent comes in all forms, shapes, and sizes, but this 12-year-old girl, you can clearly tell, she is going to be a star. It's just in her. There's no way to not be as good as she. Listen to this 12-year-old girl performing on stage.
I don't know my name. I don't play by the rules of the game. So you say I'm just trying. To get found in an ocean of people. Please don't ask me any, I don't know my name. I don't play by the rules of the game. So you say I'm just trying. I now know.
Mikey, what was it, like 100 million views
114
on that?
Million views.
Her name is Grace Vanderwall. She's 12 years old, and she really does sound like that, because in her video, or in the interview, her voice was kind of crackly, and that's what she sounds like.
And she wrote that song. That's an original song.
Yeah, she wrote it, and they go, what's it about? And she goes, it's about me.
All right, momentarily, we're going to be speaking with Dave Schulz. He is calling from the courthouse where Led Zeppelin is on trial. Did they steal Stairway to Heaven? We'll find out. Gina sent me this. The average guy has 10 sexual partners in his life. 6 of them are one-night stands, and he gets stood up twice before he finds the woman of his dreams, a study claims.
Are you the average man, Mark?
I am not.
Are you below average or above average?
I was single in the 70s.
Enough said.
Single in the 70s, where the worst thing you could get sexually transmitted, a shot would take care of it. I was on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I was relatively entertaining. I did very well.
Okay.
I had a good, good time.
Good run.
Now, you, Gina.
Yeah.
Says the average guy has 10 sexual partners, 6 of them one-night stands. Would you be above or below?
Mark, is there anything about me that's average?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Now, the one-night stand thing, do you go there? Well, of course you go there. How many times have you gone there?
Ever? Hold on.
Yeah.
Carry the form. A couple, like, you know, I too was fun one at one point in my life. I lived in New York. I the footloose and fancy free. You know, I don't know what you're implying. I don't know if you think I'm some sort of okay, it's over. a couple times, you know.
And did you regret it, or did you enjoy it for what it was?
That's why I think I'm part dude, because I've never been a gal that regrets those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I have a boyfriend, by the way. I love him very much. Hi, Tim. None of this is all fake.
Tina got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true. But Tina got a big old butt.
53-year-old Laurie Shank was arrested for prowling and hauled to jail. There, she was thoroughly searched and asked to bend and spread them. That's when officers discovered a glass crack pipe in her butt. The pipe contained cocaine residue and earned the woman an additional narcotics charge. Now, if you've got a crack pipe up in your butt, are you going to smoke from it again?
I think if you've already gone that far, that's just where you keep it. That's your second purse.
Good Lord, man.
You tell these awful, vile stories and ask me these awful, vile questions, and yet I sit here and continue to eat yogurt. I can't stop. By the way, thanks, Mike, from Moon of Paris. This yogurt's delicious. A listener brought it to us, sheep's milk yogurt, and it's his shop, and it's super delicious.
And he... What was the reason for dropping it off?
He likes us. I mean, not you, but he brought stuff for me and Mikey. It tastes really good. Thank you.
Now, this is a good moment before Dave calls. I want to do, for Father's Day, we've done this once before and it was fun. It's called Six for Sex. If you are a young woman, or anyone, doesn't matter if you're young or not, if you would like to get on the phone with us, with your father, on the line, I will ask you for Father's Day. I will ask you six sexually indulging questions, and you must answer them honestly, and your father will be listening. If you and your father, both of you, can stay on the phone for the six questions, then we will give you something nice from the booty box. So if you are of the mind, you can either call us or you can email danny@thesoundla.com. Six for sex. I'll have to... Gina will help me write these questions. The key to it is to ask questions that would make you uncomfortable, but you have to answer them honestly.
Yeah.
I love it.
And the funny thing is I would say, well, you first, Mark, but you and Katie do this every commercial break and make the rest of us uncomfortable.
Look, when Katie is here for the 4th of July, it's a week. And Katie says the most vile, disgusting things, and you wonder why I drink. I have to sit here and listen to that thing come out of her mouth. She has no gauge. No. She just says it.
You raised that.
Well,
and,
look.
And her sister, Amy, is not like that. Am I correct?
No, no, no. Nowhere near as vile as, right, as Katie. No, Katie says anything, anytime. We had Billy Bob Thornton on the show. Mm-hmm. And Katie asked him, I have to know, what is it like to bang Angelina Jolie?
And he answered her. Here she is.
Look, the thing of it is that when you're Katie, she has one speed.
You talking about me and what's going on?
Yeah, that speed is Katie.
Yeah.
You either take it or you don't. The time you asked Billy Bob, what's it like to bang Angelina Jolie?
It's the only opportunity that I have. I must do it then and there. It had to be done.
Katie, do you plan on leaving more parting gifts for your family when you leave visiting 4th of July?
I mean, every day I think of new ways to write vile thing downs on sticky notes. Okay. So absolutely.
Gotcha.
100%.
I went upstairs. I have an upstairs computer, and I went to it just to see if it needed downloads and stuff. And I opened a drawer to get a piece of paper, and there was a post-it note from Katie from a year ago. I can't tell you what it said.
It's a little surprise for you, a little present. Enjoy. Enjoy.
What do you do? Do you walk around the house when we're in bed and just leave those things everywhere?
Yes, you guys go to bed at like 7 p.m. right after we eat dinner. So then I'm left to do nothing, so I write on sticky notes and roam around.
Wow.
Every morning that we get up, we're greeted by a vile post-it note on the coffee maker.
Yeah. Your mother must hate this.
I feel like I got it mostly from her, really.
Wow.
Sorry, Mom.
I told you guys long ago, I've been married to a whore for 34 wow. years, and wow. I ain't kidding.
Wow.
Katie wow. knows this.
Yeah.
She knows her mother's a whore.
Wow. All
oh, right. My God. Happy Father's Day.
All right. If you want to play 5 seconds for...
15.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then dial right now, 888-696-1003. Dial right now, and we'll get you involved. And the Six for Sex, you email danny@thesoundla.com, or you can call us, 888-696-1003. So, two dates I want you to save. The first one is July 23rd. That is a Saturday. That's a day event. I'll tell you about it as soon as all the paperwork's signed. July 23rd, that's a Saturday, especially if you live in Orange County. The second date is Saturday night, December the 10th. Do not miss that. This is going to be huge. So, July 23rd, if you're a fan of this show, Saturday, July 23rd, day event, Saturday night, December the 10th, night event. Save that date.
5 seconds for $15.
Okay. It is 5 seconds for $15. We go to Tim on line five. Good morning, Tim. Jackie, what's his name?
His name is Anthony.
Anthony.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Fine. How about yourself?
Really good. Doing a radio show today.
I hear you.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a welding, construction welder.
Construction welder. So you Manly. Weld metal together.
Yes, sir.
You like that job?
It pays the bills.
Hey, do you wear that thing, that big metal thing that fits over your face?
No, that's for an arc welder. I'm a gas settling welder.
God, Mark.
I just wear the goggles. I just wear the little goggles, the dark goggles.
Okay. Have you ever been burned?
Yes.
Ooh.
I guess that's just
and
part
it,
of
it
the
job. It will stay with you for a while.
Oh, I bet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, married with kids?
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
That's all I'm good enough.
Three kids, one wife.
One wife. How long have you been married?
6 years.
Six. How many kids? Three?
Three. Been together with my wife 22 years.
Wow. Oh, it just took a while to decide I'm going to marry you.
A long while.
Yeah. So how old are your kids?
I got a 16, an 11, and a 5-year-old.
Oh, okay. So do you like your wife?
At times.
Oh, my God.
I hope she's not listening.
No, she is.
Hey,
I'm sure she is, though.
That is an honest answer.
She knows I'm just playing. I love you, babe.
Well, I mean, it's an honest answer. Yeah. If you're in a relationship, there are times, look, you always love your significant other, but there are times you don't like them.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's
good
absolutely.
Point. Very good point.
Do you still have sex face to face?
Yes, we do.
Is she hot?
She is.
Would you let Danny bang her?
Okay. Should we play a game to play me?
No, that's where I draw the line.
Oh, good. There's
I'll
a
let
line.
Her look at her all she wants, but.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal. I've got one question that I'm going to ask you. If you answer it, you get $15. If you don't,
you got it.
Tomorrow's question is worth $20. Are you understanding of this game?
I sure am.
All right, good luck. Here is your question. And very answerable, by the way. On what TV series did The Simpsons debut as an animated short?
Yeah.
yeah, that is not the answer.
I know if you tell me, I'm going to know it was it.
Gina, tell him what it is.
It was the no cussing version of the Tracy Ullman Show.
Tracy Ullman Show, yes.
Yeah, Anthony, are you aware that you said the S word there?
I did after, but at the moment I didn't.
He was nervous.
Well, see, we deal with the FCC. They don't allow that. That means you, Anthony, are a cusser.
I'm sorry.
I think he has to pay us $15 now.
when I get through the next time, I won't be cussing.
So, Andy, Anthony, why do you choose to listen to Mark in the Morning?
I like the show. You guys are great.
Well, listen, we appreciate that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And please do call again.
You got it, my friend. I'll see you later.
Coming up, Christian breaks down the music so you don't have to. So, we now know that the bloomin' onion at Outback is one of the fattest things that you can eat.
Yep.
They take a giant onion, they somehow separate it.
Slice it open.
Yeah, and they dip it in batter, and then they fry that.
Mm.
And then you take, don't get me wrong, it's incredible.
It's incredible, yeah.
But you take that little thing, that a fried onion, and you dip it in a fat sauce.
it's just called fat sauce.
Well, Outback Steakhouse just took their Bloomin' Onion appetizer and made it even unhealthier. Now, we're not saying it isn't delicious, but the Bloomin' Onion, a giant onion that has been sliced, battered, and deep fried, comes at a whopping 1,954 calories, which is more than most people should eat in a day. Now, Outback has introduced the loaded Bloomin' Onion.
No.
It starts with the Bloomin' Onion, and then they top that with French fries, melted cheese, and bacon. It comes with two dips, Bloom sauce, and spicy ranch.
Oh,
the monster wrap comes in at 2,360 calories. If you were to eat the whole thing, you have consumed more than four Big Macs.
Okay, so my first question is, who thought of this? And then I answer my question saying, Lipitor. Somebody came in from one of the big drug companies and said, you know, this thing could be a little more blooming if you ask us.
It's like they tried to make it the biggest fat bomb that exists in the world.
Oh, it's horrible. It's like every festival fair food on one plate. French fries and deep fried onions and all that other crap. Cheese and...
bacon.
Oh, my God.
And if you really want to go nuts, it's a donut and it's a burrito.
What?
It's a Dorito. California donut shop Surfin' Donuts has created a gut bomb that is basically a breakfast burrito stuffed inside a donut. The Dorito is any donut on the shop shelves hollowed out and then filled with bacon, sausage, cheese.
Okay. First of all, that name's been taken, the Dorito. It's a quite a famous chip, so you might want to come up with something else over there. But second of all, I would probably try that.
I would assume they're having you emphasize the beginning of it, Dorito.
Oh, like a dough nut.
Yeah, it's spelled smart. Dougherito.
Either way you slice it, you're going to need Crestor.
And now, the four reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
It was on this day back in 1995, O.J. Simpson was asked by prosecutor Christopher Darden to put on the leather gloves that were found at the scene of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman's murder. The gloves, of course, did not fit, and Simpson was eventually acquitted. The prosecutor's risky move spawned Simpson's attorney, Johnny Cochran, to say this now famous line.
Like the defining moment in this trial, the day Mr. Darden asked Mr. Simpson to try on those gloves, and the gloves didn't fit. Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And you know what? As corny as it seemed at the time, it is one of the most famous quotes ever, and it worked.
It worked. And first of all, the miniseries was incredible. But do you know what else started? The 30 for 30 on ESPN, the OJ documentary. The second one aired last night, and it is also amazing.
I would
Very
love to see it.
Interesting guy is the best way I can put it.
I would love to see it. Here's what I need. I need somebody to come to my house and turn it on for me and then tell me to sit down.
And open your eyes with little toothpicks.
Yeah, and then I'll enjoy it.
Two.
It was on this day in 1941, Harry Nilsson was born. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that if it weren't for the Beatles, you would not know Harry Nilsson's name.
Hmm?
They loved his first album, and they reached out to him and supported him and got him involved in his manager. And he, because of that, covered the Beatles on several occasions.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she...
So, Gina, as I've mentioned, cool stories in music. I knew of Nilsson. I knew everybody's talking and all that.
Right.
But I did a Cool Stories in Music, which was a podcast of mine, where I would take an artist or a band, and along with the music, I would tell you the story that you don't know. Harry Nilsson was an incredible individual, but I would end every episode with a rousing round of, I'll bet you didn't know. The bet you didn't know at the end of the Nilsson Cool Stories is the greatest that you will ever hear. And if you want to hear it, I'll send it to you.
I want to hear it right now.
Yeah, that's a hell of a tease, champ.
It's just for me.
That's the greatest story you'll ever hear. Might change your life. You'll have $1 million in the bank. Cancer will be cured, and you'll be at a C.
Gino, I'll
tell you next Thursday.
You. Yeah.
I don't have it
Three.
With me.
Happy birthday. Courtney Cox is 52.
Dude. What?
I don't need an actual man, just a couple of his best swimmers.
4.
And happy birthday, Neil Patrick Harris, the star of Stage and Screen, is 43 today.
Wow.
We had him on the Mark and Brian show, and at one point in the interview, Neil is sitting between us. Brian called him Doogie.
Oh, no.
And he didn't mean to. And Neil Patrick Harris turned to me, and he goes, "Did he just call me Doogie?"
Yeah, I would be afraid of the response. He was cool about it.
Yeah. Okay. He was. Listen, Neil Patrick Harris is one of the greats.
Yeah.
He is a down-to-earth, genuine, nice, hysterical guy.
And you know, every year for Halloween, he and his husband dress up with the two kids in some
Wait, he's
scene.
Gay?
Hold on. And they do these elaborate Halloween costumes. They're pretty amazing. Christian, you could Google it.
I was
flabbergasted.
This has changed my whole day. Yep. I need to hear that story.
Five Reasons Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by Bristol Farms with 12 locations in Southern California, fulfilling all your grocery shopping needs. Now, as you just noticed, Christian Hand is with us. He's going to be breaking down the music in about 10 minutes. Last night during cocktail hour, my wife read this to me. This is from, I don't know, something in the social media world. It's from a guy named Brady. Hi, guys. You know I'm a mega fan of all of you, but I am a hetero man, and I am falling in love with Christian James Hand.
Oh.
I have downloaded all of the podcast of him breaking down all of the songs, and it's like an addiction that I physically need more. Facebooked all my friends. I messaged Christian. I don't know what to do. I need more Hand.
What was the guy's name? Help.
Brady.
Brady what?
Brady McPhail.
It's Neil Patrick Harris uses that name on social media. Everybody knows that. I mean, am I just the only one who's caught on to that?
Please help me. Seriously, is there anywhere else I can find Christian's awesomeness? And he is really fun to listen to.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, and I'm really not in love with him.
Brady, we can absolutely help you find Christian. Christian, give your home address.
Get out of my bushes, dude. It's getting weird. That's all I'm saying.
So, Gina, you were telling me that Josh the Fleeganator had a comment about the hamburgers yesterday?
He had a couple of angry comments, yeah.
Which were?
Well, he was a little mad at you because, well, first of all, like everybody else in this building, why wasn't Fatburger included? Like, we took the poll. And then he said he was angry with you about not putting cheese on your burger. And again goes, what kind of cheese? Because that's a game changer. Now, he knows you hate American, but do you hate all cheese?
No. I love sharp cheddar. I love provolone. But my big one, pepper freaking jack.
Oh, yeah. You like a cheese that bites you back.
Yeah, I don't want American cheese. That's not cheese.
No, agreed.
It's paste. It's wallpaper.
But Josh specifically wanted me to ask you, what about a bacon, mushroom, and Swiss burger? See,
I'll
he
go
was
there.
Passionate.
Yeah, I'll go there, okay. And that's what I love about Josh. Yeah. Everything to him is a game changer. I love it. All right, let's find out what's in the world of trending. Here's Gina Gray.
Well, actor, comedian, and fantasy boyfriend of Mark's wife, Kevin Hart, his home was burglarized over the weekend with $500,000 in goods
Whoa.
Taken. Jewelry, watches, all kinds of things, so they are on the hunt for whoever did that. Small silver lining to the horrible tragedies in Orlando. Nearly $5 million has been raised for the victims of Pulse Nightclub, with Disney having donated $1 million. Now, if you want to donate, it's so easy. Just go to GoFundMe.com/PulseVictimsFund. They are taking your donations. And I believe, I heard this, I haven't confirmed it, but I was told that GoFundMe has eliminated their fee for this. So 100% of the money goes
to
the victims.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
As far as I understand, yeah. And here's what's trending in sports. The Associated Press reported yesterday that the NHL will expand to Las Vegas, leaving Quebec City. Sorry.
Wow. I was singing.
That was a stroke? Is that a stroke yet? You all right, old man?
How many of Christian do you see? So they're going to leave Quebec City in the dust for now. This is all provided, by the way, that Vegas comes up with the $500 million fee. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian James Hand.
Morning, everybody. So I gave some hints on the Facebook page about what I'm breaking down today, and nobody got it because it wasn't actually a hint. So we're going to do this, a national treasure.
stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own.
All right, if you don't know Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger, turn off the radio. Actually, no, keep it on because you're going to fall in love with this song. Yeah, this is going to really change your life. So a very interesting backstory about this song. He wrote it while driving through the Hollywood Nights in the hills. So it was inspired by an actual event, believe it or not. But he wrote the entire melody as he was driving in the car, which is so awesome. All right, so this is David Teagarden. The least likely drummer name in the history of drumming. So let's listen to this dude smash a groove. Please take note of the busyness of the bass drum pattern.
Good hi-hat work.
It's great hi-hat work. A little disco vibe. Mr. Teagarden, if that is your real name.
Why would he change it to Teagarden?
Exactly. Why would you pick Teagarden as a stage name? You know what? As a drummer, I think Teagarden is the way I'm going to go with it. Here he comes with the chorus. I mean, it's a groove.
Simplistic yet complicated.
You know, that's why I'm saying the bass drum pattern is crazy. He's feeding the whole thing. So, not a lot of showing off going on, which I like. I like a drummer with class. Because on the bass, this guy, oh man, I love this bass line. So this is Chris Campbell, which is that's an incredible bass name. I mean, if you're going to play bass, you want to be Chris Campbell because, as I've said prior, the bass player is the most dependable, reasonable, logical, pragmatic member of the band. Always has a girlfriend and a car that works and an apartment you can all crash at. Never argues, rolls his eyes at everybody. He's just that guy. So, Chris Campbell. Yes, that's where Campbell shows his cajones.
So, Christian, in a case like this, you were talking about Seger wrote it while driving. Does he always also write the bass parts and the drum parts, or does he leave it up to the individuals?
Well, this is the Silver Bullet Band, buddy, so I'm imagining that everybody in here is equally as invested. He knows the guys. They've all got a thing, you know. They've got their own. He's like, hey, Campbell, what are you going to do? Campbell's like, I'm just going to do this. And then occasionally I'll go and do this. Just for grins, you know? So now if we put what I like to refer to as the engine room of the song in, you get this. Which is a disco song. Shake a tail feather to this one. I mean, it doesn't get any more simple but effective.
Do you respect that this has a disco groove, or do you like it in spite of it?
Of course. No, you have to, because that's why I love doing this stuff, is because when you hear this, you realize that it's a disco song that you've hung one of the greatest rock songs in the American canon on, right? You're
right.
Like, I mean, this is a... We open it up on the bridge. Take it to the bridge. I mean, he doesn't show off a lot, but when he does, this is so great. Beautiful, because sometimes it's what you don't play that's as important as the things that you do. So one of the beautiful tracks on this thing is these keyboards, which are played by, what's this dude's name? Oh, Robin Robbins, of course, because if you're going to be in a band and play keyboards, you should be Robin Robbins, twicely named. So these are gorgeous. tickets to church.
I didn't even know this was in there.
Nope.
So good. If you don't have goosebumps right now, you should check your pulse. You might be dead. Hallelujah! This is 1978. Bruce Springsteen's like, I'll have that. I'll have all of it. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
So much more soulful than I'd ever realized.
I mean, come on, it's gospel. You know, then you hang this business on it.
Is that the technical term?
Hang it.
Hang the business?
That's the hang the business. I mean, this version alone is one of the greatest TV themes of all time. On tonight's very special divorce court murders.
Put your hands together.
All right, so there, I mean, I could and did. I listened to this all last night. I just sat in my apartment and was like, I went to church.
Any one of these alone would have been good enough.
Yeah. So Robin Robbins, congratulations, man. I think that's my favorite track on this song. Other than the vocal, by the way, which I will tease it right now, is going to blow your mind to smithereens. So put a helmet on. You're going to need it. Okay. All right. So there's that. So then you've got the two guitar tracks, which are also, because it's Bob Seger, not to be messed with. Listen to this. Got Bob Seger and Drew Abbott. One side's doing this. And the other side's doing this.
You're freaking me out. Stop.
So good. Put them back together.
I thought my ears were popping.
So let's listen to these, with the drums, the bass, and the guitars. Gosh, this is amazing. So good. Ready? Now you know why the snare thing's happening. It's what we call driving, you see, and he's talking about driving in the Hollywood. I know.
I see what you did there.
I know, it's Bob. He's very, very good at it. Then he opens up on the chorus. So let's listen with Robin. I mean,
This is so beautifully constructed. The rises. Did you have any idea that this song was this triumphant sounding?
No.
Right? You're taking first place in whatever you're doing.
I had no idea that it was a disco beat.
I mean, even Elton John's going, it's a little overdramatic, isn't it?
This is gorgeous.
This thing it does right here in the middle bit of this second verse just opens it up. How beautiful this guitar is. And then out. This is Taste. Imagine Dragons, if you're listening. My target of derision at this point in my life. And then as we come into like this last chorus, when the band really starts to just unleash the horsepower. Now, this is why you realize Chris had to play so mellow, is because listen to all this other incredible texture that's on top of everything. If you were a big flouncy bass player, you'd be ruining the drive. It's all building. So I think we get the basic premise.
And you can finally hear the bass.
Now you can hear it,
yep.
Right? All right, so I'm going to make... I'm going to leave this the time at the end for this. This vocal is, without a doubt, one of my favorite I've ever dealt with. Because just listen to how much Bob Seger means this vocal.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Oh.
This breath before the ohm is...
He was too far from home.
Oh, come on, man.
He was too far from home. She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles up those twisting, turning roads. Higher and higher and higher they climbed.
Put your helmets on.
In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, she was looking so right in her diamonds and frills. All those big city nights.
Come on!
In those high rolling hills, above all the lights, she had all of the skills.
Leave them all in. Don't edit any of them.
He'd headed west because he felt that a change would do him good. See some old friends, good for the soul. She had been born with a face that would let her get her way.
Right.
He saw that face and he lost all control. He had lost all control.
Like, he is physically having to prepare himself to sing this line. Ready?
He had lost all control.
Grabs that breath right before.
Night after night.
I'm going to skip to the last chorus so we don't run out of time.
In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, it was looking so right. It was giving him chills. In those big city nights, in those high rolling hills, above all the lights, with a passion that kills. In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, she was looking so right.
I'm having to not cry right now. I am annoying myself.
In those high rolling hills, above all the lights, she had all of the skills.
Hollywood nights, Hollywood hills, above all the lights. Hollywood nights.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights. This is a song that you've heard a trillion times. And I would just hope at this point you realize why it's Hollywood Nights and why he's Bob Seger. Incredible. Thank you, Bob Seger.
Oh, I have Seger bumps right now.
You should have.
That was incredible.
You can rub an ointment on those. That'll be fun. So thank you, Bob Seger. Thank you, Mark, for having me in. Don't forget to join me in the afternoons today and for hopefully as long as I stay here. I'll be playing this again this afternoon. And my new show on Sunday nights, if you like that, well, I'm actually going to introduce you to new music here on The Sound, as well as older music that you might like. So check that out.
Do you have a live dissection coming up?
I do. The 25th of this month, I'll be doing two Led Zeppelin songs at Swing House. I sold 50 tickets in 12 and a half seconds last time I was on the show here. So that's sold out. I'll be doing another one in July. And I can't promise you that I won't be doing this one. Because an hour spent with this song is really going to change everybody's life.
I'm going to ask you something that I'm constantly asked. Aren't you tired?
I'm exhausted. Wow. But cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Isn't it?
Do you have something?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Joe just texted me just to let everyone know that the woman in the song he's singing about is Cheryl Teagues.
What?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good old that Uncle Joe guy. I tell you what. Every time I leave, he's like, I got a story about that. I'm like, of course you have a story. You have a story about everything.
Christian, you're welcome in here anytime, my friend.
Thanks, champ. Just don't make it this early again.
Now, yesterday was Donald Trump's 70th birthday, and we have him on the phone to talk about it. Happy belated birthday, Donald.
Thanks, Mark. And let me tell you, all my friends threw me one hell of a surprise party yesterday. It was a huge celebration. Huge.
Well, that's nice. Who all was there?
Well, all of my closest friends, Mark.
Okay, for example?
Well, there was my dear friend Fred Fredrickson, and of course there was my longtime pal Jimmy Jimerson Jr.
Those names sound made up, Donald.
Well, they're not, because I have lots of friends, a lot. Who like hanging out with me. Lots. Like Bartleby Schimmelflimmel and Captain R. Stampy Carruthers. Another good friend.
Yeah, see, again, Donald, those names sound fake.
You know what? They're all real because I have so many friends because I'm so likable. I'm likable. Mm. And all of my friends were there, like Bippy Schlemmenstein. He brought the cake. And it was fantastic, by the way. And Bladrick Gaffenschmoffen Esquire. He got me a nice tie. So thoughtful. And let's not forget about Sparkles T. Willoughby III. So nice of Sparkles to stop by. He or she is one of my favorite people.
Donald, do you not have any friends?
Oh, I have more friends than you could possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. And they all came to my birthday party, believe me. I definitely didn't sit in my home alone wishing I hadn't alienated everybody in my life. My buddy Tim Timony Flobbin Tobbin Heffenfeffer was the DJ. Ain't no party like a Tim Timony Flobbin Tobbin Heffenfeffer party, because a Tim Timony Flobbin Tobbin Heffenfeffer party won't stop. What?
All right, Donald, fine, but I'll pretend to believe you when you say your party was a huge hit and you have a bunch of friends, even though most of those friends are clearly made up.
Wow. You know, if my buddy wristwatch wingtip Gray Suitington heard you say that, he'd be furious. Furious.
Are you just turning the things you're wearing into a name?
Look, I don't need this shabby treatment. I gotta go. Me, Schmonald Flump, Gabonald Blump, and Stabonabald Fumpalumpadump have a brunch reservation.
Clearly just different nonsensical variations of your own name.
Lies. Lies.
Goodbye, Donald.
My pillow definitely isn't still damp from my own tears. Trump 2016.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
So, Todd, both Dodgers and Angels come out winners.
Yeah, Mark, it seems like a statistical oddity and a rarity in this, the summer of 2016, that both the Angels and Dodgers win on the same day, and they did yesterday. Dodgers won 7-4 over Arizona. Jock Peterson, two home runs. Justin Turner also hit a home run. By the way, Clayton Kershaw pitches tonight, so we've got that to look forward to. The Dodgers, by the way, are six games out of first place behind the Giants. And the Angels, 5-4 winners over the Twins. Cole Calhoun and Johnny Giovitello with home runs. Yeah. You know, I love that name, Johnny Giovitello, Mark. You know, I mean, Harry Carey would have loved that one, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Johnny Giovitello. He pronounces it Giovitella. You know?
You just made my father's day.
Anyway, that's it. But the Angels are still with Johnny Giovitello, 12 games out of first place. Meanwhile, NFL news, and we got really quite a bit of it. Hey, first off, Jared Goff, Rams quarterback, rookie, number one draft pick, took most of the snaps yesterday with the number one offense in practice. So we'll see where that
picks up when they have camp in a month.
So go ahead.
There's no doubt he will start.
I don't think so.
Really?
Well, let's put it this way. I think he will start a game before the end of this first season. I don't think he will start the first game. But we'll see. We'll see. You know,
who do they have?
Case Keenum, isn't he still on the team?
Nick Foles,
the guy they traded Sam Bradford for.
I don't know.
And Foles, I think, started about 9 games last year. Then Case Keenum came in and took.
But
over,
Todd, the rule of thumb is if you are taken first, you will start.
You will start. There's no question about that. I mean, even Ryan Leaf started a few games before he totally flamed out, and Jamarcus Russell the same. But, he'll start. But I don't know if he starts the first game. But, that's what they have training camp for, and that gets started in about a month. The Cowboys running back Darren McFadden, he'll miss the opener against the Giants. He had elbow surgery yesterday. Hey, we have a good old-fashioned contract holdout. Joey Bosa, the number 3 pick overall in the first round, is skipping Chargers mandatory minicamp so far. And again, it's a contract holdout. He says it's not about the money, it's about the language in the contract, which, of course, we all say it's about the money. It's always about the money.
Hey, Todd, I watched way too much of the NFL Network, and periodically they will show past Super Bowls. And they played the Super Bowl where Kurt Warner and the Rams were playing the Tennessee Titans, which wound up being a great game.
Great game.
As I sat there, because this is what? 20 years old, every play would have been flagged if it were today. Helmet to helmet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was so physical.
When you watch the Rams of those years, 1999, 2000, 2001, when Kurt Warner was the quarterback, has there ever been a quarterback who looked better for 3 seasons in a row than Kurt Warner? I don't think so.
I had a chance to watch it. It was a thing of beauty.
Broncos signed their linebacker Brandon Marshall, 4-year, $32 million deal. Adam Schein of NFL.com, he came up with a list of the most indispensable offensive players. Number 1, Adrian Peterson. Number 2, Rob Gronkowski. Number 3, Julio Jones. Number 4, Jordy Nelson of the Packers, even though he was out all last season with an injury. Number 5 is Odell Beckham Jr. Number 7, Todd Gurley, running back, Los Angeles Rams.
So. Dude, Rams are going to be a run first team. When you've got a running back like Gurley, you're going to run the ball.
Hey, and a run first team with a rookie quarterback, that's a pretty good thing to have right there, too.
Yeah.
Mark, the WNBA news. The Sparks won their 10th in a row. They are 10-0 to begin the season. They beat the Chicago 98-85. Nika Ogwumike with 27 points and 12 rebounds. Mark, what's your favorite moment at a WNBA game?
It's layup-tastic.
Is that right? There you go, man. I like it. I'm surprised you had an answer, so there you go. And of course, the golf, we've got the U.S. Open beginning tomorrow at Oakmont in Pittsburgh. Jason Day is the favorite at 13-2. Spieth and McIlroy, 15-2. Dustin Johnson, 12-1. And Phil Mickelson, 25-1 odds. Those are your top five right there. So it's going to be fun. We'll see it, and we'll have early first-round results tomorrow on Mark in the Morning. That does it for sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota and beautiful Valencia. RAV4 Highlander's huge inventory. Check them out, FrontierToyota.com.
Now, if In Touch Weekly is to be believed, there are two major celebrity marriages that are on the rocks and coming to an end. And then there is another marriage that will come together again after divorce.
Ooh.
I will share all of this at 20 minutes after 8. Plus, we have a topic. She said no to my proposal. If that's you, we want to hear your story. All right, so get ready, because this is juicy. If In Touch Weekly is to be believed, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston went through a super nasty divorce, but a so-called insider says that they're ready to kiss and make up and more. According to In Touch Weekly, both of the stars are looking to bail on their current spouses, which could send them running back into each other's arms. A source close to the situation tells the tabloid, Brad and Angelina are completely in divorce mode and at a point where they barely speak to each other unless it's about the kids. And Brad recently wrote an emotional note to Jennifer. A second snitch says that Jennifer and hubby Justin Theroux are on the rocks and they go weeks without even seeing each other, adding, quote, there are a lot of hopeless romantics who would love nothing more than to see Brad and Jennifer back together. It would be the perfect Hollywood ending. But wait, there's more.
This is the end.
Brad Pitt may want to hire some elite spies of his own, according to reports that his wife, Angelina, has been going undercover with the James Bond actor Daniel Craig. According to Radar Online, Angie and Craig were rumored to have gotten busy while filming the movie Tomb Raider back in the day. They have officially, or allegedly, rekindled their relationship. So I just found it uniquely. Now look, this is In Touch. I don't know anything about that magazine. It's a rag, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gossip.
Sure.
But
if remember how Brad and Angelina met on the set of a movie. So if you can do it once, why couldn't you do it again?
Absolutely. That's where Jennifer met Justin Theroux.
Yeah. So she's with Angelina's with Daniel Craig. Brad's with Jennifer. So Justin's just out in the cold like yesterday's liver? Poor guy. I'll take him.
So now, I was talking this morning about Linda, my wife. She has been ill with a viral infection for, this is the 12th day. And then she was sitting on the couch 2 days ago and had a serious case of the spins, which she could barely walk from it. And then she got nauseous, so she had to go to bed for 2 days. I finally took her to the doctor for the third time to see my doctor. And the vertigo she was having is a symptom of this viral infection. Ugh. She said she has treated three people with 24/7 vertigo. It doesn't stop.
Yeah. That's horrible and very scary. Are you totally over her doctor now? Like, will she ever go back to her own doctor? Do you feel like she was misdiagnosed? Diagnosed?
No, she wasn't misdiagnosed. They were correct. It was a viral infection. I've just never seen anything lay somebody out for 12 days like it did her. But then we got, yesterday, they gave her a breathing treatment. And then my doctor, Dr. Everett, came back in and listened to her chest, and she did not like what she was hearing, so she gave her steroids. That stood her up in 20 minutes That's after amazing. She took the first three pack. But my point to the story is this. It's weird because Linda basically hasn't eaten for 12 days. And after she took that first three pack of the steroids, we're driving home and she said, I want a cherry slushie. I have never heard my wife. She's never had a slushie in her life. So we go to the 7-Eleven.
It's a bizarre request. Mm-hmm.
And we go in. It's not a 7-Eleven, though. It's our version yeah. of it. And we go in. They don't sell slushies. So I went and I got a strawberry drink and a cup of ice with a straw.
Oh.
You would have thought I gave her $50 million. She drank that like it was liquid gold.
Wow. I wonder what it was about that. A cherry slushie.
Yeah. Yeah. She. I don't know what it was, but it hit the spot. All right. According to a new survey, 52% of dads do not want to go out to dinner for Father's Day or lunch or brunch. Instead, they want to stay home and relax with their family. A full 14% said the best gift they could get was to be left completely alone. So, hey, look, let me finish that
touching.
Step. Give your dad a break this weekend. Also, give him a beer because the survey found that beer was the beverage of choice for 37% of the dads asked.
Nice.
I can specifically look, when your kids are young, it's work to just live every day. And on Father's Day, Linda, I love nothing more than smoking pot and watching a movie. So Linda would take the kids out. I would roll up a dube and watch me a movie. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, how many years did you do this?
Oh, it was every Father's Day.
And then, you guys have some weird but interesting holiday traditions. That's your Father's Day. And Valentine's Day, you take the daughters out.
Yes.
That's very sweet.
Yes. Yeah, I specifically remember Father's Day being great because your dad really does want to be left alone.
Just I better cancel our plans.
What are y'all doing, you and Steve Grad?
So Steve Grad, my dad's coming down to my house near the beach, and we're just going to have a whole day kind of cookout, hangout. We just got a ping pong table. We got cornhole. We got all kinds of games. We're just going to hang out, have fun.
That's perfect.
Good.
He doesn't want to be there, but that's perfect. I have said this before. The stuff that we talk about during commercial breaks and during the song, I can't believe what I just heard going on.
I wasn't sure you were listening because you never reacted, but we had a vigorous conversation in here.
And it's always Danny. Danny is the most vile, disgusting pig that, I mean, I can't even allude to what we just talked about for 5 minutes.
It's a wonder he produces a clean show.
Good God. Yeah. All right, let's find out what's trending other than that talk we just had.
Oh, please don't. Stop clutching your pearls already.
Here's Gina Grant.
Well, Apple revealed some of its new updates, including software that will suggest emojis you can use to replace words that you typed. If you don't like the English language, if you're mad at it, now you can use more emojis and they'll suggest them. Temperatures are supposed to be scorching in the next few days with highs reaching over 110 in the valley. And HBO has some pretty good news for Larry David fans. Curb Your Enthusiasm is officially returning for the long-rumored 9th season.
Wow.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, Phineas and Ferb creator Swampy Marsh brings in actor Jason Ritter and lots of special guests to talk about a big event coming up. But first, Tom Petty. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, a longtime friend, Swampy Marsh, is in with friends today. Good morning, Swampy.
Hello, you sexy man, you.
Now, Swampy is the co-creator of Phineas and Ferb, which Brian and I many times would step in to save that piece of crap.
Oh, wow.
Without you guys, it would have been nothing. Nothing.
Now, we'll talk about why everybody's in. Jason Ritter joins as well. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Your dad, John Ritter, was on the Mark and Brian program so many times. And one of the things that I loved about your dad is that every time he would come in, he would wear a coat and a tie.
I know. I'm ruining his tradition.
It's radio. You could have said thank you. That's a nice way to compliment my suit and tie.
Oh yes, that's what I mean.
But instead, we have casual Kevin over here.
Now, Swampy, tell us why everybody is joining in this morning.
We're all coming out to hopefully help promote Summer Mayhem out at Irwindale Speedway. Those guys are foolish enough to let us get behind the wheel of full-size NASCAR stock cars again and have a bunch of crazy celebrities race each other to promote the race for autism, autism awareness, and helping out families with autism. Plus, the whole evening is going to be filled with monster trucks and Dr. Danger,
yes,
who's going to do insane things with and blow himself up. Because we feel that what we need right now in this time in our nation is people doing really wonderfully silly things with mm-hmm. vehicles and you know, coming out and watching celebrities risk life and limb to promote a worthy charity.
I completely concur on this. Now, Dr. Danger, what exactly is it that you do?
I'm a crash and burn artist. We crash cars and blow stuff up and have a real good time. Set a lot of girls on fire, stuff like that.
Oh.
I promise it's a good time. We'd like to set you on fire sometime.
Oh,
yeah,
get in
I'm
line.
Looking forward to it. Now, Swampy, who all's going to be involved in the celebrity race?
We've got Jason Ritter, who apparently does television, I'm told.
I'm not familiar with this one.
Leah Remini's coming out. Frankie Muniz. Adrian Pazdar. Some guy named Jeff Swampy Marsh, the very funny Beth Littleford.
Oh, she's fantastic.
I know,
too,
she's
yeah.
lovely. Blake Michael, who's in Dog with a Blog with nice. Her. Kelly Hu, former Miss Teen America, and Deathstrike from the Brain Gone.
Yeah,
the movie.
And Mark Kriske and Gordon Lugnut Stewart, who's the announcer out there at the track. They're letting all of us idiots do it.
Now, you mentioned the last time you were in, as I said, we're speaking with Swampy Marsh. He co-created Phineas and Ferb. You've got a new one on the horizon?
I do. Milo Murphy's Law.
What happens?
It's about Milo Murphy, the great-great-great-great-great-grandson of Murphy from Murphy's Law, to whom everything that can go wrong does.
That's amazing.
He just has a very positive attitude about it and thinks it makes his life more interesting. Unfortunately, that's not the same for all the people who are standing near him or are related to him, voiced by the incredibly lovely Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds
so
awesome.
So when, where, and how?
That's going to be premiering this October on Disney XD. We don't have the exact date yet. We're just doing all the pre-publicity for it now. And apparently, you know, we're going to bring all you guys in to do some voices on it coming up next year.
Well, I got to tell you, Swampy, this young whore to your left is a mega talented young lady when it comes to voices. You have no idea how good she is.
I'm holding out. Yeah. She's been sending me emails and clips and stuff and offering money, but I figure if I wait, the dollar amount will go up.
By the way, I do apologize. The underwear I sent you was totally uncalled for.
Yeah, but it was tasteful.
It's nice, right? Lazy with the straps,
way.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk more about the celebrity race in a minute. Plus, I think we're going to do the island questions with Jason.
Oh,
get
yay.
To know Mr.
Probably
Ritter.
Wise.
Yeah, so that's coming up in about 8 minutes. So, Swampy Marsh and buddies are in. They're promoting the celebrity race at Irwindale Speedway on Saturday, June the 18th. It's all for autism. We'll talk more about that. But also joining us is Jason Ritter, the son of John Ritter. Jason starred in, well, he actually had a recurring role in the television series Parenthood, for which he was Emmy nominated. We're going to get to know Jason a little bit better with the island questions. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So, you're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic island.
Bye.
Oh, gosh. Great. Fantastic.
You can take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go with whatchamacallit.
We don't know. that is delicious. It's delicious.
It's nice and wafery and light, yeah. You know?
I think that's the first whatchamacallit we've had.
It is.
Nice. Whatchamacallit represent.
Yeah.
You can take one kind of food. What will it be?
Oh, gosh. That's a really tough one. I'm going to say pasta.
Yeah, you're going to want a carbo load.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Gina, did we have somebody who said broccoli?
Oh, yeah. Who was that?
Titus?
I don't know who it was, but we hate him.
Was it Titus?
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been Christopher Titus.
Just broccoli?
Right. Yeah.
Jason, you can take one album. What will it be?
Oh, boy. Maybe a Nirvana Unplugged.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Strong.
You can take one movie. What will it be?
The Knights of Cabiria, it's called. It's just one of my faves. It's really beautiful, and it'll get me every time. And ooh, it's funny, and it's great.
Nice.
I've never even heard of it.
It's just my favorite one.
Enjoy.
You're so making that up. That's totally
I am. I couldn't think of anything, but I didn't want to waste as much time as I did on the food question. I was like, just pick four words.
Thank you.
All right, Jason, for conversation's sake, mm-hmm, dead or alive, they'll be alive and in their prime with you. Somebody to talk to. Who would you take?
Oh, gosh. Maybe my grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Right. Tex Ritter.
Yeah.
So for sexual gratification, it can't be a significant wife or girlfriend, somebody that you can pleasure yourself with, who will it be?
Oh, gosh. maybe just like another one of me to just have a conversation with about. I feel like any answer to this question is going to get me in trouble somehow. So just a clone of me to say, "Hey, man, take
just
care.
Have a little think tank."
Yeah, just okay, a little think tank. Hey, remember this fantasy that you used to have? Oh, thanks, bro.
That was great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you could return to any time in your life to re-experience, what time would that be?
Oh boy. Maybe middle school, as miserable as it was. I think I could maybe give myself some tips.
Oh, that's a good
middle
one.
School was awful.
Oh, it was awful. Awful.
Every, you know, you're, and it's unfair because when you're in the seventh and eighth grade, the girls have matured.
Yes. Oh,
and
yes,
you're still this ugly, pimply, weak,
oh, yeah,
nothing.
The worst.
And just, it's just a horrible, why on the earth would you want to go back to that?
He wants to help him out.
I want to help myself out. Not in the same way I would be helping myself out on a desert island, because I think that would be illegal. But I would at least say some words of encouragement to my old self.
Stay out of the sand.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Swampy Marsh, who we've been buddies for quite a long time. He
way too is, long.
And far too often.
Mm.
He has always been a very charitable person. His heart is in the right place. Swampy, you were telling me...
I'm making up for a lot of really shitty things I did in the past. So that's,
can't
know.
Say that word, Swampy. We had to delay it.
Would you like to try that again?
Making up for a lot of really questionable things
I
did.
Yeah.
That's questionable.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I can't repeat it now because they'll be like, it's I said, darn heck, shoot.
Yeah.
So, Swampy, you were to, last time you were in here is for your event, Walk on Water. Tell everybody what that is. And you were saying that the appearance here on the show really helped it out.
You have no idea. Walk on Water is an organization that I work with that does surf therapy for special needs kids and their families. And we came in here just before the Malibu event. And because of the exposure we got, that Malibu event has raised enough to put on three events this year.
Wow.
So I am, you know, everybody at the organization is so indebted to you guys for giving us a voice, getting us a chance to get the word out there, and for the huge amount of your listeners who came out and support A Walk on Water. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, absolutely our pleasure. So the Irwindale Speedway, Saturday, June the 18th, a celebrity race. Tell everybody exactly what the race is for.
We are doing this to benefit the Carlos Vieira Foundation, the Race for Autism. And it really is about autism awareness. And the foundation itself does a lot of things to provide what these families with autistic kids need to get by on a day-to-day basis. But it's really about getting the word out to everybody about autism and that fight, because there's so many families that are now affected by this. And, you know, we get to do that by doing really silly things with vehicles.
And blowing people up.
Which is awesome. Blowing people up. We've got monster trucks out there. If you can think of silly things to do with large, overpowered vehicles, we will probably be doing it for your amusement and entertainment.
Perfect.
And we know we have, got them right here. We got Bounty Hunter McGruff and Iron Outlaw are the monster trucks that are going to be out there doing really silly things. with a lot of blah, noise, fire, burn, lovely. Dr. Danger, who's here, is going to be blowing himself up. We've got a jet monster truck called Inferno. We're just going to be burning vehicles with that. I think we'll, you know, probably take suggestions on other silly things to do with
it. Already sounds like a bunch of fun.
Yeah. And if the celebrities don't die, big win.
It again is at the Irwindale Speedway Saturday, June the 18th. Tickets are available at irwinspeedway.com. Tickets are $15. Kids 5 and under is free.
Gates open at 4:30, 5:30. We're doing an on-track autograph session with all the folks that are participating.
Oh,
so you
nice.
Can come get autographs and meet all of the drivers, Dr. Danger, all of the monster truck drivers. Come on out and touch them. We'll be wearing beautiful red racing suits.
Wait, autographs are great, but I have to ask for the 2016 folk, will they be allowed to take selfies with the celebrities?
For a nominal charge that I will be collecting.
Great.
No, of course. Selfies, anything you
Bring
want.
Bring your PayPal account.
Yep.
Swampy, it's always good to see you, my friend.
Oh, it's always lovely to see you and hear your dulcet tones.
Dr. Danger, good to meet you. And Jason, always good to see you, my friend.
Rock
you
and too. Roll.
A British man whose wife cheated on him with a hunky personal trainer couldn't put his broken heart up for sale, so he did the next best thing. He listed all of her possessions on eBay. The guy, who is only known by his username as Calibri Steve, asked lowball prices for everything from her shoes to her jewelry to her smart car, which he described as an absolute disgrace of a car. On the site, he wrote, quote, "You could buy this car for someone else as a gift, especially if you don't like them very much and you wanted them to leave you all alone and sad, as apparently that's the effect this stupid car has."
Wow.
Steve plans to take the cash he rakes in from the auction and commission the services of prostitutes and buy enough scotch whiskey to drink himself into a coma.
Sounds like a perfectly upstanding, insane fella.
At some point, speaking of prostitutes, I want to open the phones up so people can tell us the time they went to a prostitute.
Oh, that's good. And, you know, the only guys I know who will admit to it said they were in Vegas, in the casino, saw a very pretty girl. One thing led to another. Oh, my God, best night of my life. And then she charged him. So that seems to be a thing. I know you have an almost story like that.
I do. You mean... They had sex.
Yeah, they hang out. Oh, you're cute. Oh, you're... Hey, do you have a room here? I'll go upstairs with you. Yeah. And the guy thinks it's the best night of his life, and then she asks for him to hand over a couple bucks.
If I were a prostitute, I would never do that. Give up the goods before you've discussed price?
Yeah, I think at that time, the guy's just so dumbfounded and embarrassed, he just hands over whatever he has.
Tell us the story of the time you went to a hooker.
I'm just going to start silently protesting. There's very little option for me here.
I'll be honest. It is one of my favorite things that you do. You just ignore what I said.
What am I supposed to say to you?
Mikey?
Oh, no, never.
I never did either. My thing was kind of, I'm getting plenty here already.
Yeah.
Why pay for it?
Yeah.
Because, call it crazy. See, for me, I kind of like to think that the woman wants to be there.
And that's the question, because when celebrities get caught with prostitutes, you're always going, you could have literally anyone you wanted. But I guess it's the no strings attached that you leave after you're paid. I don't know. But when the celebrities do this, that's the most confusing thing. Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber had a prostitute, and I thought the same thing. You're Justin Bieber.
Oh, wait.
Why the? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she took a picture of him asleep.
Ooh.
And then posted it.
Yeah, that's a problem.
If in fact that was true, it could be alleged. But yeah, maybe we all just get a hooker so we can talk about it on the show afterwards.
Okay, we'll have her in.
Let's check the world of trending. Here is Gina Grant.
Well, we've been talking about this a little this morning. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any updates just yet. A search is still underway for a 2-year-old boy who was dragged by an alligator into the water Tuesday evening at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa in Orlando. The incident happened around 9 p.m., and despite the hours-long search for the boy, officials remain optimistic, so they are not giving up anytime soon.
Oh, God. As a parent... I can't even imagine the heartbreak.
Yeah, there is no way. And not to get too into the details, but the father did jump in the water, try to
wrestle, and he wasn't able to. So they are still searching. They're not going to stop. So, you know, you never know. Hopefully we could get some good news because Orlando needs some. Richard Simmons has directly responded to the tabloid rumors that he is transitioning from male to female. Last week, the tabloids reported that the former fitness guru was in the hospital as part of the transitioning process. His spokesperson denied the reports and said the rumors were not true. Now, Simmons himself is addressing the rumor. He wrote on his Facebook page, quote, "Some tabloids have recently falsely reported that I'm transitioning. In response, I feel compelled to set the record straight and refute these lies." He went on to say that he's always been supportive of those going through this journey, but he is not one of them. Now, yeah.
I think it's odd what happens, because Greta Garbo did the same thing. You become important when you just stop talking.
What do you mean about Greta Garbo?
Greta Garbo was at the height of her career, and she just stopped and became a hermit.
Oh.
Yeah, and because of that, everybody, what happened to Greta Garbo? Where's Greta Garbo? What's Greta doing? And we're doing the same thing with Richard Simmons. In 6 months, we've had three rumors about the guy.
Yeah, well, the only thing that's still kind of about this is, you know, they say Richard Simmons has directly responded. He wrote on his Facebook page. Do we have any proof that he wrote that on his Facebook page? Because the underlying concern here is that he's not really in charge of his own faculties right now, that his housekeeper is sort of holding him in against his will. There's just so many crazy rumors floating around. And the only reason that I personally am concerned is because I love Richard Simmons, and he teaches a class. He's been doing it for 30 years in Beverly Hills called Slimmins, which is an aerobics class that he teaches. My friends and I, we would go all the time. He is the happiest, nicest, most uplifting person. I have an amazing piece of trivia about him, a personal piece of trivia. I don't know if I should give you that now or make you wait for another day.
Oh, make me wait.
Okay, you're going to like it. It has to do with one of my undergarments and Richard Simmons. So he is he was a wonderful guy, is a wonderful guy. And I think people who went to his class and kind of got to know him a little bit are worried. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, I wish the best.
Yeah. And finally, an Orange is the New Black-inspired pop-up diner is opening in Singapore. Yep. They're going to be serving gourmet prison food. Patrons will be eating on plastic trays, just like the prisoners, and the meals will be inspired by the show, but the food will be prepared by a chef and, quote, actually taste good. The pop-up is only going to be served on June 16th and June 17th, so unless you already have a trip to Singapore planned, you're probably going to miss it.
So now we've also been talking a lot about these naked restaurants where they yeah. open them up and you go in, you have to be completely naked. Gina, if there was one near in L.A., would you go?
Can I lose another 4 pounds?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sure, why not? I look good. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Uncle Joe's not here, so Mikey will tell us what is happening with the 10 at 10.
All right, well, first of all, the 10 at 10 is supported by AmcoSoCal.com. AA, beep, beep, MCO, Amco Transmissions, and a whole lot more. Mark, it was the year that Five Easy Pieces came out. Remember that movie with the chicken wings?
69?
Close, Gina.
I don't know.
1970 on today's 10 at 10. Mark, back to you.
So good.
Tomorrow, Andy Chandley's going to join us. He's all about Father's Day. Is he telling us father jokes?
I think he's telling us Andy patented corny dad jokes.
Well, I also can't wait. Mike Reno, lead singer for Loverboy, who I happen to love. I'm going to be speaking with him. And check it out. 5 seconds for $20.
Whoa.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
Mikey.
Yes, I was about to joke. I got another for this one. The breakup song, Greg Kinn.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.